Blog Talk Radio.
Go With Angels is more than the title of Mary Brotherton's debut book. It's her wish for you and your loved ones. Join her on her podcast every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time as she talks about angels and messengers from the spirit world. Of course, she'll talk about her book and the inspiration behind it, too. Call 516-418-5651 after 11 on Friday mornings to share your stories about angelic encounters.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. It is 11:03 at September 15th, 2023. If you would like to call about your angels, please dial 51. Oh gosh, I have forgotten the number already. 516-418-5651. I will take your calls. We'll talk about the angels in your life. I'll answer questions about angels if I know the answers, which I probably will. I've become a bit of an expert about angels, and it's been nothing short of miraculous how they've come into my life once I started opening up to them. And I want to tell you a little bit about what you will find in my upcoming book called A Journey with Angels. It's your guide to communicating with angels. And there's space in there for you to journal your trip, your journey with them. Angels show up in unusual ways, and they help us when we need it most. You can use A Journey with Angels to record your sacred journey with them and ask questions. You have to sit quietly and wait for the answers sometimes, and sometimes the answers come swiftly. And that's why I say when, you know, if you call me and ask me questions about the angels, I'll do my best to answer you. I can't guarantee that I'll have the answer immediately because a lot of times the answer is wait. So we must do as we're told, basically. You may notice, after you start recognizing their presence in your life, the angels are showing up more and more. You'll see signs of them, synchronicities. You may discover that they've always been with you, but they've just been waiting for you to invite them in. Now, you can use A Journey with Angels, anything you want. I mean, you can doodle on the pages if you want. The pages are nice and they're really, it's more of an experience than it is just a book. But however you use the book, you're going to find information about angels, archangels, seraphim, cherubim, thrones, who are all different kinds of angels. You'll discover names of angels that are in the book, and you will discover your own angels who may be named differently than the angels that I bring up. And this book is not an all-inclusive every angel that you ever wanted to know about, because I just don't have time for that. I'm working on those other angels. There are several angels that didn't make the cut, basically. But that's okay. There will be another angel book. I don't know what it will be called, but this one's called A Journey with Angels. And like the humans that they help, the angels are distinctively different from each other. In fact, I did a show last week about two different women who live in two different states who have two different angels, both named Andrew. And we determined through discernment and through different characteristics that these angels have displayed and how they presented themselves to these women, that these are different angels named Andrew. I have two different angels named Michael. Same angel, I mean, same name, but different, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, different entities. You and I can perceive these angels differently, and we may not interact with them the same way. But the important thing is that we recognize our angels and acknowledge them. We remain grateful to have them in our lives. I believe a journey with angels will answer many questions about how you can access the angels that are waiting, just waiting to help you. Previous show, I talked about the Archangel Jophiel. Today is going to be a little more generic in what we're talking about. And I may talk about a specific angel if there's time. But if you want to talk to me about your angels, give me a call at 516-418-5651, and I'll be happy to hear your stories. The archangels manage and oversee the guardian angels who are assigned to help us with the different aspects of humanity. Archangels help us handle life's biggest challenges. But like humans, they all have their own missions to fulfill, and they're willing to assist us as they complete their own assignments, kind of like me. I'm an author, a publisher, and an editor, and an illustrator. But I will stop what I'm doing on my work to help someone else. Not to mention, I'm the manager of a charity called Be Unique, which is the sponsor of the show. So I have a lot of hats that I wear, a lot of things that I do, and I am more than happy to help writers with their books. So it doesn't necessarily make me an angel. It just means I understand that we all have our strengths and areas of skills, and each one complements the perfection of the other. I know that we all have different roles to play, and so do the angels. Did you know that before you were born, your guardian angel chose to be with you, chose to guide you and watch over you throughout your entire life? I believe that we may have had past lives. I think that explains why sometimes we meet someone and we know them instantly, because we've shared a lifetime, a humanity prior to this one. My mother taught me that by the time you've learned all your lessons, you just transcend up to heaven. Everybody doesn't go to heaven or, you know, and become a spirit right away. Some of us have to remain humans for a while. And we have to learn that. I know that my guardian angel's name is Harriet. I have others, but Harriet is the one who chose me before I was ever born. And she will be with me in this lifetime as she has been with me for at least 5 lifetimes and maybe more. And there may be other lifetimes to come. If you don't know your guardian angel's name, you can ask. And when your mind is quiet, you'll hear the answer. You can ask, guardian angel, what is your name? You can ask aloud, silently, or you can write your request and just be quiet and wait for the answer. I have a sister who says the angels never talk to me like they do you, and it's because she cannot or will not quiet her mind. And I have exercises in a journey with angels that can help you learn to quiet your mind. It's a mindfulness situation. It's just breathing and tuning things out, and that's not always easy to do. Your personal angels and archangels communicate with you through signs and synchronicities, and they can guide you in every area of your life, including health, wealth, and love, or other relationships. Angels are especially eager to help you on your spiritual journey. If you have been struggling to find your own way on your spiritual path, just call on your angels. They will help you. They love it. When I started opening up, I realized that the only reason my angels weren't in my life at a specific time was because I had abandoned them. But they never think about that. They come immediately when called on. Now, have you ever heard somebody say, I'm going to invoke Archangel Michael? It just means they're going to call on Archangel Michael for help. If you have heard, if you have a need for help, just ask. You'll get the help quickly. You might want to use essential oils, prayers, crystals, colored lights, or special rituals when you call on your angels. But the truth is, closing your eyes and calling on them for assistance works just as well. In A Journey with Angels, I've found specific energy frequencies of many things, colors, lights, essential oils, flowers, other symbols that help you connect with specific angels. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now that I love talking about the angels, but a very special angel just tapped me on the knee and said, I need you. That's my cat. And so I'm going to cut today's show short. I'm going to play with you, a quick little testimony from Carrie Stanley, and then I'm going to end the show because this cat is 19 years old. He's an angel kitty, and I believe his crossing over time is coming soon. So I want to spend as much time with him as I can. Thanks for listening, and thanks for understanding.
Hello, beautiful lady. I've been meaning to find 5 minutes to reach out to you to thank you from the bottom of my heart and Mary Krause, who I call the Countess, for the 2 beautiful books. I'm dying to get in and really dig into your first book. My surgery's on hold right now because we know how finances go. But I wanted to let you know I would like to buy one of the children's books. One of my dear, dear friends lost her husband Saturday. He was only 33 years old to cancer. He found out 3 weeks ago he had cancer and he's gone. And your book came the same day. And I said, okay, this is not a coincidence whatsoever. And she has, her oldest son is 2, her youngest son is 1. I did send her a couple of pictures of your book, and I said, Stephanie, I'd really love to purchase one of these books for you. So let me know how I can purchase it, and if I could have you sign it, and I'll just tell you what their names are to write in the book. It is such a beautiful, beautiful children's book, and it's no coincidence. My granddaughters were here, too, and when my youngest one was reading through it, she's 5, she goes, Gigi, that's all the stuff you tell us all the time, and that's what you tell your clients. And I said, I know, because our angels are always there. Our angels that were not human, that were here, like Uncle Bri-Bri. So I would love to know how to purchase this book. Let me know. I'll give you Stephanie's address. She needs all the help she can get. And I know this book will definitely, I'm not giving her mine. I'm like, nope, Mrs. Krause bought that for me, the Countess, so I'm keeping that one to pass down to great-grandchildren at some point, but I would love to be able to purchase.
Thanks for listening to Go With Angels with Mary Brotherton. If you want to order a copy of Go With Angels, just reach out to mary@beunique.org for details. That's BUNEKE.org. And be sure to tune in every Friday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for more stories about angelic encounters. Follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio so you don't miss a single episode.